You're listening to Entering the Sea of Wisdom with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Shefa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he presents the Torah of the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir Morgenstern Shlita, focusing on a new conceptual and therapeutic aspect of his teachings every week.
Okay, so Bezras Hashem, we're going to talk, we'll bring a story of Rosh Hashanah and Rav Moshe. But Bezras Hashem, what we're doing is continuing with Entering the Sea of Wisdom. And this is going to be a first. I'm actually learning from a sefer now called Kitzei Sashemesh. Now, Kitzei Sashemesh are svarim that were written, not by the Rebbe, but by the Rebbe's Talmud Mufak, Rav Shmuel Ehrenfeld Shlita. Rav Shmuel is like the hands of the Rebbe. He's the Rebbe's scribe. He writes for the Rebbe. It's tzaddik b'fnei atzmo. A lot to say about him, but not going to speak about him. But Bekitzer, what he writes in the introduction to his sefer, Ketzei Sashemesh, and this is one of the biggest anavim you'll ever come across, he wrote that there's a chazaka at this point, that even when I'm not quoting the Rebbe, the words are from the Rebbe. So Rav Shmuel's Torah is the Rebbe's Torah, just as Rabbi Akiva's Torah is the Rebbe's Torah. So what we're going to look at is something I was trying to learn over and over Shabbos to try and deal with an idea. But it's a nekuda that we've spoken about before, and it's a nekuda that comes into very clear focus here. But derech klal, one can summarize a certain aspect of the Rebbe's Torah, and really much of the Torah of the Tzaddikim, as the three-stage process of going from Chachma down into Bina for the purpose of eventually coming back up to Keser. We know, generally speaking, that there's three stages of Moichin, which don't only represent three stages of Moichin, but they represent three forms of worlds and three forms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with us and three forms of experiencing life in this world. Chachma corresponds to a level of Ayin. The world of Atzilus is a place of purified light, rarefied to a degree that even the Kalim are seen as part and parcel of the impossible unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. The ayin of Chachma, the nothingness of Chachma, what's referred to as bitul b'metzius, a negation of self entirely, is a place of menucha, it's a place of calmness, it's a place of chasadim. Chachma gives birth to chasadim. It's a place of clarified vision, of seeing one thing and seeing how that contains all things. And b'derech klal, we see that space as the ideal space of Avodas Hashem. But what the Rebbe spends so much time expressing over and over and over again is that while the Yichud of Chachma, the Yichud of Ayin, the Yichud of the world of Atzilus, where all things are clarified and purified and rarefied and clear and easy, in spite of the fact that it's a Heilige, Heilige level of Yichud, there is a benefit that takes place by leaving the world of Chachma, which is the Bittul of Ayin in the world of Atzilus, and descending down into the space of Bina. Bina, stand alone in relationship to Chachma, is nearly the polar opposite of Chachma. If Chachma is the bitul b'metzius of Ayin and Atzilus, of nothingness in its purified form, Bina represents bitul hayesh in the worlds of Briya, Yetzira, and Asiya. It represents what it means to be an individual who senses themselves as something separate and apart from the divine process of existence and feels themselves stuck in layers of stuckness where there's contradictions, where there's distortion, where there's a birthplace of gevura, where there's yigiyah, where there's effort, where there's the processing of all things, and separation. If Chachma, Ayin, Atzilus is Shabbos, then Bina, Yesh, and Briya Yetzir Asiya is going to be the 6 days of the week, in stark opposition. And while generally, obviously, in those coordinates, we would say, to be in the Bittul B'metzius of Chachma, in the world of Atzilus, is a much better state than being in the world of Yesh and Bittul HaYesh in the world of Briya Yetzir Asiya or Bina. Because yes, in the worlds of separation, it's still an aspect of Bittul, but it's Yesh Mish and Ne'ahav. There's a self there that loves Hashem. There's a self there that's afraid of Hashem. There's a self there that's working on overcoming itself. But it's still a self. It's still a sense of separation where the egoisms of my experience are the primary way that I experience life. So one would assume that the descent from Chachma into Bina, from Atzilus into the worlds of separation, from Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, would be an unnecessary difficulty that one should try and avoid. But what the Rebbe says over and over is that while Chachma represents Ayin, nothingness. And Bina represents ani, a sense of ego, which is an absolute degradation. In the end of the day, the descent down into Bina, into separation, into concealment, into the sense of self, is not only not a bad thing, but in truth, it's an opportunity that allows us to uncover the truest level of spiritual experience, the truest level of spiritual awareness, which is the level of Keser, which corresponds to the world of Adam Kadmon, which corresponds to the Avoida of Bittul Be'etzem. That, yes, we want to stay in the world of Ayin and Chachma, but then we descend into the world of Ani and Bina, where there's separation. But at that point, what we get to do is we get to reveal down within the worlds of separation itself, within the world of Bina, within all of the Riboy Pratim and the massive expression of particular details that seems to block out the light of the Klal. It's specifically in those lowly places, in those places of yeshus, of selfhood, of concealment, constriction, darkness, nighttime, that a person has the ability to show that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there as well, to show that the sense of ani, the kli of ani, the separation that we experience, is nothing but the engine that drives a furthering of the revelation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's only by degrading and descending down into the constriction that we could return back up to Keser and show that both unity and separation are both parts of the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression in this world. It's not only in Ayin, in Chachma, that Hashem is going to be found. It's not only in the Menucha, but it's specifically within the descent down into Yagiyah, down into the effort, down into the Amelis and the struggle. That is also a fundamental expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And one needs to grab both the Ayin of Chachma as well as the Ani of Bina. And then they could come to a level of Keser where the Ani and the Ayin are no longer in opposition to each other, but rather they dance together in a way that reveals the greatest level of unity imaginable. Because if a person sticks in the unity of Chachma in the world of Atzilus and the Bittul of Ayin, so then it's not such a chiddush, because just like there was Or Ein Sof Kodem Atzimtzum, it's not so difficult to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu when all there is the Bittul and Ayin, is the level of Atzilus. What's much more of a chiddush is to descend down into the worlds of Briya Yetzirah Nasiya, into the difficulty, the symptoms of day-to-day life, and uncover that it's specifically there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be found as well. Because at that point, what we've transformed is the myriad details and cases of this worldliness, and we've allowed them to become the vehicles and the receptacles that serve to further the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because now we come out with a chiddush. Prior to the descent, Hashem was found where it was clarified, where it was easy, where it was good. After the descent, we come to find that Hashem is found in the difficulty and the concealment and the hester as well. And then we come to a level of Keser, which is Ani V'Ayin B'Vasachas, where there's a sense of utter self-negation on the level of Chachma, where all there is the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the motivation and the movement and the changes and the intensification and the growth that comes about from the stop and the go and the descent and the ascent and the ruts of a shov and all of those elements now allows us to reveal the light of Chachma in an even more powerful way. Because if it's just Chachma, if it's just Ayin, if it's just Atzilus, then we live with a klal of the Baal Shem Tov, which says that Tainuk Tamidi Eino Tainuk. Perpetual pleasure is no longer pleasurable. It grows boring. In the world of Atzilus, where there's just a simple, stagnant state of Menucha V'Simcha, so there's no chiddush there. It's just a perpetual oneness of things that grows stagnant after a while. It's specifically Tainuk She'eino Tamidi Nikra Tainuk. It's specifically a non-perpetual pleasure, a stop and a go of pleasure that allows pleasure to rejuvenate itself. So the chiddush is to go down from the perpetual pleasure of Chachma, of Bittul, to go down into the intensity of selfhood and the work that experiences in the world of Bina, and then to come up to a place of Keser where the Yagiya and the Menucha are no longer astira to each other. Where every ounce of Yagiyah, every ounce of a dip away from that unlimited unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simply there to serve as a furthering and a re-intensification of my entrance back into the world of absolute Bittul. And at this point, the Ani, the sense of self and all of the constriction, instead of serving as a separation or an opposition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it now serves as an engine that every moment of encountering difficulty, I have the ability to reveal that Hashem is found here also, thereby revealing the Chiddush that even the Malachim can't reveal, which is that Hashem is everywhere, even where the very opposite of himself seems to be found. This is a klal gadol throughout not only the writings of the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Breslov, Chabad, Kamarna, Mamish, this is a cloud that if a person has the glasses on properly, you will see every single place. There's certain tzaddikim who speak on the level of Chachma, there's certain tzaddikim who only speak on a level of Briya, Yetzira, Nasiya, and there's certain tzaddikim who speak on a level of Keser. The Chiddush of these three parts is expressed in the shape of the world. So we've spoken about this before, and this is somewhat of a review. There's three ways of breaking down the worlds. There's the world of Adam Kadmoin, which corresponds to Keser, which is Ani Ve'ayin Bevasachas, which is Chachma and Bina unified. There's the world of Atzilus, which is the world of Chachma, which is Ayin. And then there's the worlds of separation, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, which are the worlds of Ani. So you have Ani Ve'ayin Bevasachas of Adam Kadmon, Ayin of Atzilus, and Ani of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. When you look at the Arizal, what you find is that the world of Atzilus has no relationship with the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, because the bittul of Chachma, that Ayin, cannot tolerate separation. It can't tolerate it. It sees separation, Yagia, it sees discrepancy and separation. That is the polar opposite of the bittul of Atzilus. In the world of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, it seems to be just simply myriad details and separation. But the world of Adam Kadmon, the legs of Adam Kadmon descend down into the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya as well. Atzilus is not mislabesh itself in Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Adam Kadmon is. Because the level of Keser, not only is it not a contradistinction to the separation, but the separation is an engine thereby revealing a deeper level of unity.
That's what happened to Shimon Bar Yochai when he came out.
When he came out of the cave, Bavadai.
He was in Atzilus
beforehand, exactly. He came out and he saw a preparation, something that seemingly served the opposite of Chachma, of the bittul that he received in the cave, until he went back into the cave and he could then understand the Darga of Keser, which is how above and below, to be high and to be low at the same time, is the Ikar Avoid of Yid. Rabbi Elazar was a tzaddik who stayed on the level of Chachma, who still, wherever he looked, his Einayim would burn things, and Rabbi Shimon, who had the secret of Adam Kadmon, which was that he could be above and below at the same time, as Rabbi Nachman says. That the tachlis of a tzaddik is to be above and below bevasachas.
It's
lav dafko nor makif. It's an or makif and an or panimi at once. Meaning it's that which is removed from human grasp and human grasp serving together to create a level of experience and service of God where that which is above my understanding and that which is below my understanding, my gross human understanding and all of its kind of detail orientation as well as my faith, which is above and beyond details, both the details and above the details are both serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all there to reveal a level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Do you think Rav Shimon Nassim Be'enov, do you think that we gave him his eyes to see him?
Rabbi Nachman says, "Mufurish Nasan ben Einav Shvenasa Gal Shalatzamos." Right, the Hahu Zaken who was making fun of Rabbi Shimon, who came along and said Rabbi Shimon was Matahir Ir Tveria. Adarabba, Reb Tzadok says that what a person is made fun of is Be'emes the Iker Nakuda that they have. So that was what Rabbi Shimon was doing. He was being Matahir Misa from the world. He came and there was a Suffik Tumas Misa. The Kohanim couldn't walk there. Zakt Rabbi Shimon, it's Tahor Tahir Ir Tveria. This Hahu Zaken says, "Look at Rabbi Shimon. He's getting rid of death." So he says, "Are you still around?" So Rabbi Nachman says that you find this Lashon in Zohar and in Chazal in numerous places. What it means is that the Tzaddik gave the Choyta their eyes to see themselves the way the Tzaddik sees them. And in that moment, right, to have this revelation, right, absolutely. To have the individual, the Choyta, who now sees themselves the way that the Tzaddik sees them and the Pagam or whatever it is, and from the Busha itself they fall apart. Bevadai. So what I want to focus on over here, you don't want to break it. Ah, beautiful, beautiful.
You have to give the guys
bechira. You have to give a person a bechira, right? The Rabbi Shimon couldn't daven for the Amid, the Zohar HaKadosh says, when he was still a tzaddik on the Darg of Chachma. Because a shliach tzibur has to be able to daven for the people in the shul as well. That's what a tzaddik is. A true tzaddik is a shliach tzibur, like Rabbi Nachman says. And a shliach tzibur on the Darg of Chachma can't be misyaches to the sins or the struggles of the kehila. Then that's not a shliach tzibur who could be yoytze the klal. Right, so only when Rabbi Shimon reaches the Darga of Adam Kadmon, where he's able to be mislabish above and below to deal with the clarity and the disclarity, at that point can he be yoitza sa'olam min hadin. And so Reb Shmuel, and these teachings come over and over. When a person has the glasses of these ideas, be'emes, the entire Eitz Chaim, the entire teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, on a certain degree, come to kind of represent the singular teaching that Chassidus and Panimius HaTorah is about coming to show how the counterintuitive space of separation is in truth the deepest place that a person has the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what I want to just read tonight is the Lashonos of Reb Shmuel. The Lashonos of Reb Shmuel, after describing 20, 30 details of why this is valuable, and the value of the Yichud of Keser above the Yichud of Chachma, and why a person has to descend into Sviras HaOmer in order to come to a level of Shvuas, and why we have to go through all of the difficulty of Galus in order to be Zoichet to Geula. It's not just that the Galus will be erased in order to make Geula better. Galus will still be active in a state of Geula, perpetually allowing Geula to redeem itself even more, so that it never stops being a creation or creativity. It's what the Rebbe refers to as tenuas ha'eschadshus betoich tainu katamidi, the movement of renewal within the perpetual pleasure. Because it's not going to be a degradation, it's not going to be a fail, it's not going to be a fall into gimel klipos atameos anymore, but it's going to be like the Rebbe said, that what happens, you're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day. And the moichin of the Beis HaMikdash, the tainu katamidi, is going to become so overwhelming that the Beis HaMikdash is going to seem boring. So what's going to happen is that all of the batei midrashim and batei knesios of Golos, wherever we found ourselves, are going to be affixed to the Beis HaMikdash like a coat room. So that when a person is so overwhelmed by the Tainuk Tamidi and the Chachm of the Beis HaMikdash, then they're going to be able to descend down into the Moichan of Golos. They're going to be able to remember what it felt like in Golos, feel that degradation into the worlds of separation, and then come back into the Beis HaMikdash and feel that renewal once again. So the descent is not going to have to be anything other than a slight dip into that space of separation, but we will always need that awareness of the deficiency that allows for the fullness of the divine experience to renew itself. Yeah? So let's look at the words of Rav Shmuel here. Uba'u ha'oivdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidochim be'eretz Misraim v'shtachavu la'Hashem. Va'af kam zos, and after explaining all of the benefits that come along with this descent into Bina and Briya Yetzira Nasiya for the sake of the ascent afterwards into the level of Adam Kadmon or Keser, the mehashtu dekula dargin tatoyin shenisrachaku me'or peni melech chayim, that now all of these lower levels that have distanced themselves from the light of the face of the living king, v'yardu ad mokoim ha'he'elem v'ha'hester de'hepech ha'yichud, and they have descended down into the place of concealment and hiddenness, which is the opposite of unity, shavim umoydim umesklalanim b'kedushas ha'yichud. At this point, they return back upwards, and they admit and are included within the holiness of that unity that existed prior to the descent. Rabbasa hasimcha kaflayim l'toshia. But at this point, the simcha is going to be doubled with a doubled intensity. Kamashul ben hamelech, like the analogy of a prince, the son of a king, shenisrachik me'aviv zman zmanim tuva, who has been so distant from his father for an extended period of time. V'yored mata mata ad shenofel v'nishba lebein hamordim malchus. And he descended lower and lower until he fell into that place of those who went against the kingship. V'hu b'chol koycho yachad lev v'ne'evak imsar balul me'eshu mimayim. And he fought with all of his strength against the officers of fire and water. U'masar nafsho yamim rabim b'roiv amal v'tarich yogon v'anocha legalus l'farisim ku malchusa b'chol mashallah. But he had spent, in spite of all of the distance, in spite of all of the struggle, he spent his life giving his life over with amal and tarich and yogon v'anocha to reveal and to make real the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found everywhere and that the king is found everywhere. V'achar sheshev yipol tzadik v'kulo patsu v'chaburu maka tari ala biyadu l'netzach ha'melechas beis Hashem. And after the seven falls that the tzaddik goes through and his entire body is filled with the wounds and the difficulties of this world, he enables himself to be victorious in the work of the house of Hashem. V'hein ata ba b'derach meirochuk ayif v'yageya meirov tala. And now he has arrived after that long winded path and he's exhausted after all of his intense effort. Uba aloisoy l'esyachid b'chik oviv ha'melech kam v'kam matigdal ha'simcha v'yitatzim ha'yichud b'avarab b'rish b'eish al avazka. And now, when it's the time to reunite with his father, all the more so is the simcha going to be intensified and strengthened through the yichud of the Ahava Rabbah that emerges out of the intense flames of desire, b'yesser se'es, with a renewed strength, b'yesser oiz mebirishona, much greater than it would have been been able to be revealed had there not been a descent. The Kal b'chomer elef alfei pamim kasher zoicha ben amelech la'alois imo habirurim. And all the more so when not only does the ben melech come back up, but he's collected all of the birurim and all of the things that needed clarification. La'hashiv harechoikim shenishba b'yitzra miyamim rabim. To elevate and help those who had been so distant and so far for so long to elevate themselves back up. U'kimat shachachu mekor chivsam. And most of them had already forgotten where they had come from. At this point, they return and they are included in and they admit to and they're unified within the holiness of the Yichud. And those who were lost in the land of Ashur and those who were dispelled in the land of Mitzrayim, and they now come to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that holy mountain. Who can even imagine or estimate the greatness of that Yichud? Because it's specifically from the side of the opposition that the Yichud is informed to become bigger. Now it's going to be revealed that every place, even those places that appear to be devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in truth, Einun Milvada Ve'efesulaso. And so this is an idea that's coming out nearly in every prat in Kabbalah, every prat in Panimiyas HaTorah, that there's a unity, there's seemingly a descent away from that unity into disparity, and then the job is to reveal how within the disparity is a deeper level of unity, thereby enabling a rejuvenation of the unity. And then when we reach the level of Keser, we realize that there's even more separation that has to be included, Ad Ein Sof, because in the end of the day, we will never reach the full perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there will always be room to include that which appears to be distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into the Yichud. This is the Yichud of Aniva Ayin Bevasachas. This is the secret of Keser, where a person can be holding as the lowest individual in the world as the highest person in the world, as someone who has everything in the world that still needs to be done and someone who has absolutely nothing left to be done. Someone who lives with a perspective of Yigia Ad Ein Sof, and also somebody who lives with a perspective of Menucha Ad Ein Sof. Just to connect this Nekuda to the Tzaddik Rav Shaila ben Rav Moshe, there's a famous story about Rav Shaila, Schus Yagen Aleinu. The entire avodah of Rav Shaila was to feed Jews. Rav Shaila was a tzaddik of Olam HaAsiya. He was not interested in moifsim. He was not interested in the Torahs of the Atzilus. He was interested in feeding Jews in Bria Yitzira and Asiya. The entire avodah of Rav Shaila was to help a Jew who found himself stuck in the worlds of separation to feel a little bit more comfortable. This is the inyan of protecting the Jewish people from the mice. Mice are something from the outside that invades the inside, making a person feel like they don't have a home, they don't have an inside, because the outside is perpetually attacking it. Rav Shaila comes along and he creates a space for Yidden, he creates a bias where a person doesn't have to be afraid. The same way that Tzaddikim said Rav Shaila wore his white scarf around his neck, to be matakin the chet of Adam Arishon with the pagam of Achila. The neck is the area where the head is separated from the body. Rav Shaila came along to help Jews eat, to eat warm food. But there's a maisa that Rav Shaila was by his Rebbe, and his Rebbe he gave him the bag of bilkalach to hand out by Shalosh Shudas. And Rav Shaila was putting his hands into the bilkalach, and he was giving them out, until there was no more bilkalach left, there was no more bread left, but there were more hands that were desirous of bread. And Rav Shaila didn't know what to do. And his Rebbe said to him, he says, put your hand back into the bag and take out the bread. And Rav Shaila said, there's no bread. And his Rebbe said, put your hand back in until you take out the bread. And he put his hand back in, and lo and behold, there was more bread. And Rav Shaila kept on giving out the bread that he needed. So the nace of Rav Shaila, let's apply this story to the three prongs process we described here. On a darga of chachma, on a darga of atzilus, on the darga of a true and utter nace of a tzaddik. So Rav Shaila is able to give out bread to each and every person. He's able to feed the Jews, and in the bittul of that tzaddik, he could feed the Jews. But the chiddush of the story is that it descends down into the place of separation. There's no more bread. The story can't continue. It's empty. There's not enough food to feed the Yidden. So you go from that Yichud of Atzilus, of Ayin, of Chachma, where everything is there, into the separation of Bia and the period of Bina, where it's emptiness. It's Reikanut. It's empty. Legamre. And the Chiddush is that a tzaddik like this could live on the level of Keser, where even the emptiness becomes fullness. Where even when there's nothing left to feed a Yid, you still have the ability to feed a Yid. And this is the undying koyach of Rav Shaila ben Rav Moshe. The Chiddush of a Moifes, the Chiddush of a Nes, is almost like it's the human ability to be Madam Milsa of Yesh Me'ayin, to go from a place of nothingness and reveal that there's a fullness in that nothingness. Ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have revealed all of these things without a nes, but that would have just been on the level of Chachma, without the Chiddush of descending down into Bina to be Megala Darga of Keser. And so on the outside of Rav Shaul ben Rav Moshe, in Sfiras HaOmer, in the Netzach of Teferis, which is the ability to overcome any prevention that stands in the way of the beauty and the unity of all things, and to allow all of those disparate elements and the degradation away from beauty to become part and parcel of the beauty. We should be zoicha to live with the teachings of the Tzaddikim, to live with the teachings of the Amma Chachma, and to find in every aspect of our lives, in the Bina itself, in the separation, the Oiris of Keser, that a Megala, a deeper Tainug than can have ever been imagined, Be'ezras Hashem.